Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from thedraftnetwork.com. Trevor's a little bit triggered this morning. We've got some news that came in. It's called the NFL Scouting Combine Invite List, and there's a couple people that you like, Trevor, that weren't on that list, and you've dealt with the pain of that news and the agony of that news in a very responsible manner, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I binge ate a bunch of fast food Chinese. Does that count?
Wow, actually, that's how I deal with my happy moments. What happens when you're down? I don't know what I would even
actually
do.
Yeah, usually the same thing.
Oh, okay, so it's a similar process. That's at least good. Who are you most triggered about here?
Probably.
Do you want to
go position by position and just like
sure.
do an overview?
Because you probably have one at every position. I know you got a lot to get off your chest.
I don't think I have one at every position.
But we don't have one quarterback. It was hard just coming up with a quarterback that, you know. Browning's horrible, but there's no quarterback that was like Taylor Cornelius is better than Browning.
So who's probably the most? So let's just talk. Like, who are you most looking forward to? Because this obviously is not like a. Like, they barely do on-the-field stuff. So, I mean, like, this is obviously an athletic testing. So, Kyler Murray, obviously, is going to be fun.
Now that he's decided he will indeed participate in the combine. So nice of him to do that for his draft stuff.
That was such a stupid Super Bowl week. My goodness.
What a dumb, yeah. Everything. Just terrible.
His PR team, including if it's his father, should just be absolutely fired.
Reportedly, it's all his dad, so.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, that's the.
Well, that does not encourage me at all, since his dad made the same kind of decision last time when he was going.
And how many times does Kyler Murray reference his dad when he's asking, you know, when he's saying what he's going to do? And
too
what,
many, apparently.
My dad always said, what do you say? My dad always said it's good to have options.
It's good
or
to
something.
Have options. Yeah.
His red flags just flying out of the air. I mean, it's. It's bad. But anyway, we digress. He will be at the combine, so that will be exciting to see. Okay, so we'll talk about guys we're most excited to see at the combine at each position group, and then we'll also talk about the snub, maybe, if there was one at that position group that we've got to kind of digest and work through. So for me, at the combine group, the quarterback I'm most looking forward to is Dwayne Haskins. That may be an answer that a lot of people are giving, but I think Drew Locke. What's that?
He's going to be slow.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about the workouts. But, I mean, yeah, that will help him if he does something slightly athletic. That will help him. But, yeah, I don't expect him to wow there. I'm talking about throwing, like the on-field drills. Like, to me, his mechanics need work. And so has he progressed in that way at all? I'm interested in seeing that from him. If they do some work from under center, his drops, what do they look like? I'm interested in seeing all that kind of stuff with him, you know, because this is QB1. Everybody expects him to be the first quarterback off the board, right? So I think he's not as clean as a QB1 in most classes would be. Now, I don't know if it hurts him if he doesn't throw well at the combine because there really isn't a lot of competition, but I do think that I want to see him show that his mechanics have improved to the point where he can accurately throw at all levels of the field, and especially the deep ball. Like, are guys waiting for it? Are they adjusting to it? Is it coming in over the right shoulder? You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff I really want to see with him. So to me, I'm probably more interested in the quarterback because these guys have shown less on tape. You know, one-year starters, Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Locke revamping his footwork kind of in the middle of the season. I think there's a lot to learn about this quarterback group at the combine.
The quarterback that I am the most looking forward to on the field drills is Tyree Jackson. And the quarterback that I am most looking forward to in the athletic drills is Trace McSorley, because I want to see McSorley do like two drills well, like two random drills well, and then people just start talking about it for no reason.
Yeah,
it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, you know it's going to happen.
Would you say that McSorley's the second most athletic guy here, right?
I actually don't know.
Because it's going to be Kyler. Kyler's going to be the best.
He's probably faster than Nick Fitzgerald, yeah. I guess Daniel Jones is supposed to test better than people think, but I still think, yeah, probably McSorley. Easton Stick. He's decently athletic. Tiamu's athletic, too. Those are probably
actually sleeper Tiamu. Tiamu's
got some wheels.
Sleeper athletic testing.
Remember, we always do that episode where we pick, you know, the quarter. We're gonna do an offensive one and a defensive one before the combine, and we'll pick the quarterback we believe will run the fastest. And we'll have the whole sheet from last year. We'll fill out the whole thing, but it'll be every position group. And
Down with that. I think you kicked my ass last year.
It was pretty
I
bad, I think.
think you whooped me last year.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, I think this year we both have a better, like, there were only seven guys out of the 338 that got invited. There were seven that I'd never heard of, that I didn't know who they were. Almost everybody at the combine I've seen. So that'll help. And I'm assuming you've seen most of them too. That'll help us be. Last year I felt like there was a couple guys I didn't know and everything, so I was like, I don't know, is he fast? Like, I don't, you know. But this year I feel like I have a good knowledge of kind of who everybody is and what their game is. So I think it'll be even better to pick them this year. All right, running backs. This was the one where there was a tons of snubs. I don't even care about the quarterback snubs, but Divine Azigbo doesn't get him. I mean, like the
Stupid.
athleticism, the
It's so
size, like
stupid.
it's
It's so
NFL,
stupid.
like it's a prototype NFL back. Like
He's so much better than so many dudes who are here.
they say his character's good. I don't, like, 28 running backs are at the combine this year, and he's not one of them. And Darwin Thompson from Utah State's not one of them. And Bruce Anderson from North
Bruce
Dakota
Anderson,
State's not.
dude.
Like, I'm just confused. Like, explain to me, like, why these guys aren't part of the mix here. Like, Azigbo's like what the NFL, I mean, Power Five, like the production again, like he showed out at Shrine. The size is great. I'm just kind of confused. Like, everybody says he's fast for his size. I don't know. Like,
I feel like these dudes just like have their mind made up though.
they
And
might.
I get it, like they have, so like the scouting process, right? It starts in August. And then the scouts like go out to all the schools and everything, and they normally kind of like wrap things up around like Thanksgiving, and then they might hit the road a little bit after that. But a lot of their stuff is kind of the baseline for what they're talking about and what they bring back to their organization and all that. Like a lot of that is kind of finished near the end of November and early December. So like Divine Azigbo like really showed out at the Shrine game, okay? Jimmy Moreland did the same. He even got called up to the Senior Bowl. Penny Hart was a monster at the Senior Bowl, like could not be stopped. And like none of these guys got invites. And it's like, okay, why are you inviting these guys if you're just if they're just afterthoughts to you? Like you could not Penny Hart could not have had, I know we're not at wide receivers yet, sorry. But like Penny Hart could not have had a better week at the Senior Bowl.
Right. You
What
couldn't
more
have.
could you have wanted from him given the opportunity, which is handpicked by NFL teams basically?
A lot of it is, I think, anyway, at
And then you
least.
don't invite him to the combine. I just don't, like, where is the disconnect? What are we missing here?
Yeah. I think I did see that like Scouting Bureau or something like does a lot of the handles a lot of the invitations, but I'm sure they have to get input heavily from NFL teams. And after that week, everybody should have been calling and saying, we want to see Penny Hart there, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, you know, we act like it's a big deal about these snubs. I think if you show out at your pro day, you can still ball. Like, you know, a
Well,
couple
no,
of
I
them
mean,
get.
like, this doesn't prohibit you from being a good pro or
Right,
anything. It's
right.
just like this doesn't make any sense. And you know what sucks on a personal level too, like making the combine is an honor for these kids.
Right.
And they only get one opportunity to do this in their entire life. And that, like, some of these guys getting snubbed that shouldn't have gotten snubbed, like, you know, we talk to agents and things like that, and like these kids are bummed. They're super bummed,
Oh
and you feel bad for them because they don't ever get to, they ne no matter how good their NFL career is, and I'm sure they could maybe look back and laugh on it if it's a great NFL career, but like they'll never have that combine jersey that they get given. You know what I'm saying? They're never gonna have that, those kinds of things. And so like that's really lame for kids who, like, I think who deserve that honor in their football lifetime, but whatever.
Yeah, it is a respect thing because not all these dudes will get drafted. Most of them won't get drafted, you know, a large chunk of them, and a lot of them won't make NFL teams either. So you're right. It is, it's important, I think, for that to that part thing now.
I think Dane said 35% of the combine guys last year
Yeah,
didn't get drafted.
correct. Yeah, 30. I think it was 35. Yeah, just under 35. I think so. Yeah. Okay, running backs that I'm most excited to see though at the event. Probably Darrell Henderson, to be honest. I want to see, like, how fast is this guy? He looks super explosive on tape, and I just want to see, you know, if he runs low 4.440, I think we're going to get real excited about him as a potential top 64 pick, you know, get slide in the second round somewhere. If he runs slower, because he isn't the biggest back and he doesn't come from Power Five, I do think we'll see that talk kind of dwindle a little bit. But he's got a lot to prove at this type of an event, but I'm pretty excited to watch him work out.
My two guys that I'm really looking forward to are Elijah Holyfield and Miles Sanders. I want to find out how athletic these dudes are because I think both of them have really nice tape at times, but I wonder what their top end athleticism is. And both of those guys could really take a good jump up some boards, I think, with a good weekend.
Wide receiver position, you already mentioned Penny Hart as a snub, and I think we're all up in arms about that. Also, Anthony Ratliff Williams. I know UNC was bad, but this guy should be
I'm
on the
so hurt.
roster. He should be on the roster. Like, he's got size, he's got athleticism. He
So
should be on the
hurt.
roster. I'm not saying he's like a top 100 pick, but he should be on the roster. He should be at the scene. He should be at the combine, I mean. Olamide Zaccheaus, I know Joe has talked him up a lot, the Virginia kid. There are a couple other wide receivers too that didn't make it. Let me remind myself who those were, because I definitely wanted to mention them.
The two that I think this day is the most important for is Kelvin Harmon and N'Keal Harry, right? Are we in agreement there? I mean, those dudes have the most money to make at this event, do you
And
think?
AJ Brown, I would say. Those three.
That's fair. Okay, AJ Brown too. I'm really interested to see just
Everybody's
what his
watching to see
athletics
how
are.
those three run. I mean, there's others too, obviously, Arcega Whiteside, Hakeem Butler, all those bigger wideouts. But those three, I think most people would agree those three have the stock that is gone. I mean, you've seen like some NFL draft. Was it Daniel Jeremiah that had AJ Brown like in the top 10 on his board? And then other guys, like us, we got him like second round. And most everybody, all the analysts on our team, I think, have him second round, if not lower. So to me, a lot depends on his athleticism. Yeah, and N'Keal Harry, same way. Kyle loves N'Keal Harry. I think N'Keal Harry is like a top 15 player for Kyle. For myself, and for you, I think he's high too, relatively high. For myself, he's like a middle of day two type of player. So his
Yeah,
40's
kind of.
huge. Yeah, those guys. And I love Calvin Harmon. I think he plays fast. Even if he isn't going to time that fast, he knows how he's explosive enough. He can create that separation, the stride length, and things like that. I'm less worried about him because he shows on tape that even with his speed, but he can't tank it still. You know what I mean? I mean, if he runs 4.5s, I'm fine with that. But
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
I think to be honest, that's the aiming point for all those guys, right? If any of them run above better than 4.5s, we're getting excited, man, like for all those dudes, because they just help their stock considerably. So. But I think I'll be surprised. Hit the 4.5s and you check the box for teams, I think. Okay, tight end position. This is a loaded group of tight ends. I wouldn't say there's any snubs. Andrew Beck from Texas is not very good, but I think a lot of people are
No.
surprised not to see him there. I don't even think he blocks that well. So, he reminds me so much of Nick
He's the most,
O'Leary.
he's like the most prototypical Texas player I've ever seen in my
Yeah,
life.
tough guy, but I don't know. Like, I think he's gonna have his work cut out
Thick,
for him, make a
big
roster.
boned, tight end,
Short arms.
versatile.
Not really versatile,
No, I meant like between, all right, I actually meant like between like him playing fullback,
Oh
basically.
yeah, H-back type, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean like receiver.
Yeah, got you. Donald Parham from Stetson. I think he was there for a Senior Bowl for one day. He got hurt. A lot of people wanted to see him
It's
test. We'll see
weird
at his
that
pro day
he's
though.
not. It's weird that he's not there, I think.
Just because of the buzz that was starting
Yeah,
up.
just because again, it's one of those things. Like, okay, if you're inviting this guy to the Senior Bowl and you didn't really get to see him, why aren't you inviting him to the combine? Like,
Well, he was a late
what's the
addition to the
point?
Senior Bowl, remember? He was a late addition because Elise Mack
Somebody
dropped
drop
out.
out? Oh, okay.
So it was kind of I don't know that the NFL had a lot of input there. I know they did to some of the Senior Bowl
And
process
they
that
did.
Jim talked
Yeah,
about, but
okay. I'm looking at this tight end list and yeah, okay,
it's
I can
pretty good
see.
group. I mean, there's not a lot. I mean, obviously this tight end class being so good made it difficult. Everybody caught in. I was pretty sure about Dax Raymond. I was excited Josh Oliver got in. I think that's good. I really want to see this Cahale Waring from San Diego State. He declared early. Not much buzz about him, but I'm curious to see how he does. I know you've talked about Trevon Wesco as well. But just in terms of working out, I'm just going to be really boring here. I just think TJ Hawkinson's a stud, and I think he's going to test way better than people think. And I don't honestly, I won't be that surprised if he runs like 4.58, 4.59, but at least he's going to be in the low 4.6s, and he's going to test really well in the other stuff. I just think he's going to be a better athlete than people think, and kind of solidify himself as a top player in this class.
I don't disagree. I'm excited for him.
Who do you want? Who are you looking at?
A tight end.
Yeah.
I guess Josh Oliver, just because I want to confirm the athletics. Caden Smith, who I have liked more than basically all of you all year.
Yeah, he's not that great.
And you guys have written some slander pieces recently, and I won't stand for it.
Did you watch the Notre Dame game?
Unless he runs bad, in which case I will back away from all takes like they never
What's
have.
Bad? What does he need to run to help you?
I don't.
Tell me.
I don't know what number. No, I just don't want him to look hella slow, but he might.
If he runs a slow time, he will look hella slow. So what's a slow time?
I don't know. I'm trying to think it in my head. How much does he weigh?
He's like 250. He's like 246 probably. He'll probably be between like 247 and 255 or something.
Yeah, if he's running anything slower than like...
He's going to run in the 4.7s, brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if he's running anything past like the high 4.6s, then I'm going to be disappointed, but... Yeah. I'll be disappointed. That's fine. All right.
Setting yourself up. Hope you're not heartbroken. Offensive line group, man. First of all, what are they doing? Like, how are some of these dudes listed as tackle make no sense? Like, what are they talking about? This had to be like an error or something. I don't. Like, why is Ross Pierschbacher in with the tackles? He's not a tackle. Like, what are we doing? He's a center.
Man.
Like,
the NFL might like. I don't care. I'm just kidding. I'm so tired of that phrase.
What, the NFL might?
Oh, the NFL might like him. I don't care.
Drew Samia at tackle? I just don't know what's going on, man. Like, this, I don't know if this is a mistake or, like, if they really aren't meant to be broken up at all or, I don't know. Some of this stuff's really weird. Like, Mitch Hyatt staying at tackle could not be my tackle. Anyway, there were no snubs to speak of in this group. I know a couple names that got left off the list. I would say interior offensive line had more snubs than offensive tackle. The snubs I really come from the interior offensive line, I was pretty surprised Tyrone Prescott didn't make it from NC State. I thought he would make the combine list. I don't think he's great or anything, but I thought he'd make the combine list. It's been a fall from grace for Garrett Brumfield and Lester Cotton.
Yeah,
hasn't
you really
been?
Liked him, didn't you?
Brumfield going into the year, I wouldn't say I really liked him, but I just thought here's a guy with upside at least, and I didn't like the interior offensive line group. I still don't like him that much, but I think that with him it was just like there's upside here. Like he's got tools, he plays nasty, and he's athletic. So let's develop it. And then I thought he got worse developmentally. He was all over the place, undisciplined. He was getting penalties and. The game against Quinn and Williams, I know he wasn't fully healthy, but that was a mess. Been a big fall from grace for him. Lester Cotton was the starter of Bama. We were talking about him as a potential sneaking into the back of the top 100 type of player, and then he got benched this past year, and just he's too big. Like, he just no body control, and he's off balance too much and can't move in pass protection. So those guys, man, they fell right out of the picture. They weren't a lot of people's top offensive linemen. I think our top interior offensive linemen. Coming into the year, they were in our top 10s. I know both those guys were in mine, top 8, I think, but they fell off big time. The group in general, just offensive line, I mean, to me, this stuff matters a lot less for those guys. Like, I hate, honestly, the offensive line testing day because when Andre Dillard runs a great 40, everybody's going to get excited about him as a first-round pick, and that just is stupid because it doesn't make any difference for how you play tackle. And so I hate that because you're constantly like battling these narratives. You can celebrate that a guy's athletic without saying he elevated his stuff. Like, it just doesn't matter, man. Like, are your movements functional? Like, that's it. That's all that matters. Like, can you function like as an athlete, you know? So it's great when a guy who's good on tape tests well, because then you're like, oh, this is great. Like, he can also do a split or he can run a great 40 on top of being a great tackle. But if a guy can run a great 40 and he isn't a good tackle, you're just like, well, good for him. He can run a good 40, but he's a bad tackle. So I don't know what to move him up my board because he can run a great 40. That just doesn't interest me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know what you're saying.
It's a dumb day. Yeah. It's a dumb day when the offensive linemen work out.
All right. Yeah, sure.
But,
I'm with you. But I just like watching the giant dudes try to do athlete things. It's funny.
Yeah, that part is funny. I am excited. What does Cody Ford do at his size? It'll just be fun to see. And I think Drew Samia is going to be super athletic offensive lineman. So. Those are the guys I'm probably looking at. Defensive line. They have this broken up finally into edge players, right? Finally. And they still messed it up. Nick Bosa's with the defensive lineman. I don't understand it. Are they just putting all thick defensive ends with the defensive line guys, with the interior guys? That's what it feels like,
yes,
right?
Because they are.
Joe Jackson got thrown over there. He's not even that thick.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was asking you when we were trying to set up this combine tracker. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you want me to keep these guys here? Do you want me to put them in their real positions? And you're like, no, they're probably going to work out in this area. So you're right.
You know what we should do? We should make our own positional category on our site. We should have interior D linemen, edges, and then we should have thick edges. You like that? You feeling that? Jonathan Ledbetter, Anthony Nelson, Charles Omenihue, some of those types of guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Guys who can't play. Thick. Weed them out.
Oh, what the? Wow. No, no, no. Yeah, this podcast is getting deleted. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
What a trap. You know what? I spoke at a high school yesterday, okay? And I talked
Congrats.
To the kids. Yeah,
they
I
let
talked
you in high school.
Yeah, I talked to the kids about sports media and what it takes to be successful in the field and things like that, as if I would know. But I talked to them about that kind of stuff because it was a sports and lit class, and it was great. But I mentioned our podcast a couple times, and for one of their homework assignments, the teacher actually made them listen to our podcast. That was something they did before I got there.
Oh no!
Also, they filled out like a 20-part questionnaire on our site. Oh, they had to research all this stuff. It was like intense, dude. They had to like find out who was like the Vanderbilt player in my top 150 and stuff, and like spell his name right, and like all the. I mean, Juwan Williams. It was kind of hard, you know. But anyway, they had to do all this kind of stuff, and it was really cool, actually. But I kept whenever I'd mention the podcast and I mentioned you, there was like a table in the back that would definitely like look at each other and start laughing. Like they knew something that you did that was funny or that was dumb or like, I don't know, man. I mean, it was weird. Like,
I'd be
there's
offended,
a lot to choose from.
But that actually checks out. So,
I mean, yeah, they could have just seen your Twitter. I mentioned your brand too. I talked about branding and the importance of like establishing your voice. And like I said, Trevor has got my co-host on this podcast and that I work with at the Draft Network. He has this folder of like 500 memes, whatever, 1,000. I don't even know how many it is, but like, things that he's got ready to just boom, whip out whenever something, you know, happens eventful on social media that he's got a chance to use it. And but they were like, there was definitely some inside joke. I don't know if it was involving something you said on our podcast. I wanted to ask him, but I didn't know like how appropriate it would be for the setting. Like, you do a lot of things, man. I don't know what people hear about you, you know, like
shout out the table in the back, I guess.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, that was since you were annoying me right now, that was a funny story.
Hope you enjoyed each day.
Anyway, thick edges. Zach Allen would be in that group. Maybe even Isaiah Bugs, throw him in there a little bit, depending on his weigh-in. But I'm down with that, man. I'm going to start a thick edge positional category for us.
But it's not like they're running any different drills.
No. No.
So, like, they just put him in the D-line thing.
Right. Interior guys, I'm looking forward to seeing. I guess everybody wants to see Ed Oliver kill it. I forget interior guys. I just want to see Charles Omenihue, Howie Tess. I want to see because he's my boy, but also Josh Allen, Brian Burns, and Ja'Kai Polite. Those three guys. Who stands out? I think they're in a dead heat for me. I need them to get broken up a little bit. I need something to happen to break those guys up, and it's going to be testing. Testing's going to be a huge part of that for me. So whose traits shine through the best? Is there a disappointment out of the group? Who excels?
I think for me, it's I'm weighing Cleland Farrell against all those three because I think that those three are more athletic than Cleland Farrell is, but I want to like really see how much sure. because that's something that I'm not too sure of right now. Like if Cleland Farrell is not that less athletic than those guys, then I'll be more comfortable kind of taking him in that mid first round range. But if he gets up there and like those three dudes are clearly blowing him out of the water with athleticism, then I'm a little bit shaky about what I might do with Cleland Farrell. Not that it takes away his tape or anything like that, but I am very interested to see him and how he performs athletically in the same group as a lot of those top edge guys.
Right. Yeah. I agree. How about the linebacker group, man? There was like four names in the linebacker group. I mentioned that I knew like there were seven guys I didn't know going into this event. Like four of them were a linebacker that I never heard of, which is great because like Aziz Alshaer from Florida Atlantic, never heard of him. No idea who that dude is. I heard a little bit of Bryson Allen Williams from South Carolina, and I covered the SC. I remember him, but I had no idea he was on the NFL's radar like at all like this. So Blake Cashman, I've seen very little of. I've heard his name thrown around. So there's a lot of guys. All those guys, I can't wait. Amiki Egbuel from Houston? I don't even know.
It's been a while since you've really struggled with a name.
It has
so.
Been. I've been doing a lot better, by the way. You didn't give me a shout-out for that, but Egbuel? It's probably a silent G.
It's been a while since you struggled with a name.
Amiki Egbuel, right? The G's probably silent, I think. Sounds right to me.
I would say Amika Buell. Yeah.
Amika Buell. Okay. Yeah. Amika Buell, Houston linebacker. I never heard of him. I want to see what he does. So there's a couple guys in this group that I definitely want to see how they work out. This Jelani Tavai from Hawaii. I'm trying all the hard names tonight, but
going after it. I respect it.
Dane has talked up this guy, Dane Brugler. And I just want to see him. I haven't seen any of him. You know, he was hurt this past year, I think. So is he healthy? How does medicals go? But also the athletic testing part of the combine. I definitely want to see how he does there. Any linebackers for you? BJ Blunt is not here, by the way. What an absolute atrocity.
I'm so sad about it.
Atrocity.
I was just gonna like during the interview portion of it, I was just gonna go pull up to BJ's table and just like park it and just talk to him for 15 minutes.
Heck yeah.
That's it. What else? Like I wouldn't care about any of the other linebackers. Right. Just be like, all right, what's up?
The Devin White standing there alone at his podium. I'm like, oh, Trevor, you can get a Devin White quote. No, I don't care.
Nah, I'm good.
Nope. Gotta talk to my man BJ.
I do. Yeah.
But that is an atrocity, yeah, no question. How about cornerback? Jamie Moreland. I kind of like Donnie Lewis from Tulane. A little bum not to see
him. I'm sad. I'm sad that Jamie Moreland's not there. Just because, again, I'd love to see Jamie Moreland in an interview setting.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
I'm still not sure anybody really exists whose name is Hamp Cheever, so I'm excited to see
him in person to believe it.
Yeah. I want to see the name tag.
What you need to see is actual ID. I could just see you rolling up to his podium being like, excuse me, sir, if your name is Hamp, sir, could you please reveal to me, Mr. Cheevers, could you reveal to me your personal identification, please, sir, so that I can verify your name is, in fact, Hamp Cheevers? I could definitely see you rolling up to his podium and saying that.
I might. If it gets too hyped up, then I won't. But
how about the corners who had bad tape this year? Kendall Sheffield from Ohio State and Savion Smith from Alabama. Bad's probably harsh. Not great tape. Not declare early for the draft tape. But and Lonnie Johnson throw him in there too. But this cornerback class is so bad. Y'all go out and make a name for yourself, man.
Well, Lonnie Johnson's a dude who like you were talking about over the last couple of weeks a guy who the NFL is pretty high on. And we're kind of figuring that out. I mean, like. If Lonnie Johnson runs really well and we're already here and the NFL is kind of wanting to be high on this dude, then that's what might solidify you as, you know, back end of the first round kind of a guy.
He could be the Terrell Edmonds, Artie Burns type player in this draft.
Any other Steelers? You can keep going?
I'm done. Let's just end this thing. Let's talk safety. So how about this safety group, man? I tell you what, John Abrams out here is about to run 4-4. They're not going to care that he struggles on tape. NFL's going to be – he's going to interview great. He loves the game. The NFL's going to be so pumped about him. Fact that he struggles – speaking of Terrell Edmonds type rises, that's going to be what we're going to see with John Abram. He's not as bad as Edmonds was on tape, but I don't know, man. Like, are you taking a box safety super high in the draft? Like, I don't know. I just can't get on board with him, man. If he doesn't help you in deep coverage and he's not this great man-to-man guy – what are we drafting, Trevor?
I don't know. I don't know what we're drafting, John.
I'm confused. Don't know. I'm confused. But he's probably the one I'm most excited to see what his results do. Because if he runs great, you know what's going to happen. Plug him in.
No question. The person who I'm most looking forward to is Deontay Thompson. No question.
Yeah, good choice.
I need him to run well.
That's your brand right there.
I need him to run well. And I don't know if he's going to do it.
I don't either.
I really, really hope he does.
I don't either. Times he looks super fast on tape and times he doesn't. He's frustrating.
It's hard to imagine that he has the range on some of those top end plays and think he's not as fast as
really
want to think that he is. But we got to figure that out, man.
You know what he reminds me of a little bit? Remember Darian Thompson from Boise State who went to the Giants third round? They both had kind of some similar frames, both had some crazy splash plays on tape and ball skills and rangy plays, but the traits just weren't there with Darian Thompson. He just tested bad. And I was like in that early draft stage, you know, screw testing, like his tape's great. And like his traits just didn't translate. And with Thompson, better competition, you're playing the SEC. I would just think that it would be more obvious, but maybe at the end of the season it was, and maybe I'm not putting enough stock in. I am struggling with him as you are, and I really look forward to his testing. Maybe that's possible too. That's possible
like,
too.
dude, his 2017 tape, dude was flying.
I know. I know. I mean, early 2018 tape, he was flying. First half of the season, he was, I mean, you couldn't throw anything on him. Like, you couldn't complete a pass on him. So, yeah, you're right. That's a big one. Amani Hooker as well from Iowa. Some really nice plays on tape. I think people are going to be excited about him. He declared early from Iowa, so you know he was hearing some good things. But reality, the traits are what everybody wants to see check out. The buzz on him could build if his traits check out, I think. So, and of course, Nasir Adderley, small school guys, you got to confirm it. I think he's a great athlete, but you got to confirm it. I think that that's important when you're a small school guy. So, surprised Delvin Randall didn't make it a little bit because he is kind of the prototypical personality of the small, you know, the leader, the guy everybody in the team likes, the coaches rave about and everything like that. But at the end of the day, man, I just don't think we were talking about a great athlete with Delvin Randall. I don't think they wanted to pull another Lorenzo Jerome. Remember the St. Francis kid who was at the Senior Bowl, came to the Combine, was like worst athletic tester in like every defensive tackle there. It was like the disparity between him and the next closest safety in like every event wasn't even close. But like he made some splash plays and had great picks at that level, obviously a level up for a Temple for Delvin Randall. But at the same time, I think that's the situation. Like I just don't know that you're talking about a great athlete. And at the end of the day, the NFL's trying to see what some of these other guys have in terms of upside. So there's our breakdown and kind of looking at the different position groups at the Senior Bowl and seeing what they offer and stuff. Been a good week on the podcast. Y'all have been great. Leave us reviews and ratings over at iTunes. Next week, we've got a bunch of great stuff in store for you, including getting a more extensive combine preview stuff and talking about player evaluations as we get closer to that big calendar event of the NFL Combine, as well as announcing some of the things that we have planned for the event and for coverage there. So until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.